It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me for another edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, also known as Doc Smo, a real board-certified pediatrician now in my 34th year of practicing pediatrics in Charlotte, North Carolina. From your child's diapers all the way to their degree, if the subject involves kids, we talk about it here. Now, here's a question that comes up often in the office. Does exposure to cold air cause children to come down with coughs, colds, and even pneumonia? When a child gets really sick with pneumonia, parents want to know why that happened. And I can't really blame them. I do too. They often ask, is there a relationship between pneumonia and being out in the cold, getting really chilled, having wet feet, or not wearing adequate clothing like grandma said? You would think that in the 21st century, we would have answered this basic question, but unfortunately, we have not. The answer seems to be quite elusive. Well, today it's time for Doc Smo to weigh in on the subject, not with a new study or new data, but with my observations and experience. So, crank up that digital media, open up your cerebral cortex, and enjoy this installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics. Well, let me tell you about some of the recent cases of pneumonia that I have treated where the subject of exposure to cold came up. Case number one. I saw a 14-year-old child not too long ago who had a history of mild asthma who came to the office because of fever and cough. Her asthma seemed to be under control, and I think she was compliant with taking her medications. The day I saw her, she had developed a high fever accompanied by a severe cough. She had been mildly coughing for about a week before the fever set in. Oh, and that fever, it happened about 4 hours after she'd gone swimming in cold water. Now, she admitted that she had gotten quite cold while swimming, but she was having a lot of fun and she didn't want to stop. She denied wheezing or shortness of breath, but she did have a very deep, phlegmy cough. Her history and examination were consistent with pneumonia when I saw her, and that I confirmed with a chest x-ray. Well, fortunately, with treatment, she was able to make an uneventful recovery, but her family and I did wonder whether her frigid swimming had something to do with her illness, which was pneumonia. Case number two. This case is actually quite similar to the first, except this 16-year-old young man didn't have asthma, but he did have a cold when he went camping in the mountains last fall and slept on the cold ground for 2 nights. He does admit that he got quite cold at times during his slumber, especially early in the morning. Now, the Monday after his cold sleeping weekend, he became sick with fever and increasingly deep cough. I'll bet you can guess what illness he had. Yep, that's right. Pneumonia. He and his mother disagreed about whether he should have gone fall camping in the cold mountains when he was congested, but he had insisted and won the day. Well, certainly his mother believed that sleeping on the cold 40-degree ground had something to do with his pneumonia. But even with pneumonia, this young man, he remained skeptical. And finally, case number three. My final recent case is that of a 10-year-old young man who loves to play touch football, which he was doing this fall on a particularly cold and wet day. Just like case number one, he too has seasonal allergy in the fall and spring, and he was congested even before he went out to play with the guys. Of course, as his mother pointed out to him 5 times during that one visit, he was not wearing his coat while he was playing. The boys played for hours in the cold air and, of course, rolled quite a bit on the cold, wet ground. Sure enough, within 36 hours, he too had fever and deep cough that turned out to be, on X-ray, a classic pneumonia. Well, what do all three of these cases, these are real cases, have in common, you ask? Well, all have a child with a mild respiratory problem who is exposed to fairly extreme cold, be it cold water or cold air or the cold ground. So what is the Doxmo theory of why this happens so often, and why do so many grandmothers believe that cold exposure makes a child sick, while many scientists that have studied this issue have not concluded that the cold exposure is actually what makes a child ill? Now remember, to grandma, this was an extremely important issue, since in your grandma's era, pneumonia wasn't just a sickness, but often a fatal infection, even in strong, healthy young people. The word pneumonia scared her mightily. Well, from my observations, here's why I believe there is confusion on the subject. Exposing an otherwise healthy child to cold air or cold water or cold ground doesn't seem to make them sick, in my experience, but, this is a big but, if the child already has a viral respiratory illness or respiratory allergy or both of those things, exposure to cold air can make them very sick. So you can see, both grandma and the researchers are probably right. The scientists study cold exposure in healthy children, and grandma knew what happened from exposure to cold if her children were already mildly ill. Here is some evidence that backs up what I'm saying. There is strong evidence that cold, dry air promotes pneumonia and death. But the question is, why? Well, there are many theories, and here are some of them. Some think dry air allows germs to travel farther in cold air, since the colder air has less water. So a cough is more likely to spread from person to person in colder air. And cold air climates may also allow viruses to survive longer on surfaces and therefore be easier to spread, more likely to be touched by other children. Some believe we're just indoors more in the colder weather and are therefore simply more likely to touch germs. And some believe that the cold air itself causes injury to the lungs and impairs our body's immune responses. Louis Pasteur, he believed that and proved this was the case 2 centuries ago. And maybe if a child spends all their energy just staying warm because they're out in very cold air, they may have no energy left over to mount a normal immune response. To me, that explanation makes some sense. And some believe that the lack of light that we experienced during the wintertime and the consequential low vitamin D levels that follow the less light, well, it may be the culprit by impairing our immune response that we know requires vitamin D to have a normal immune response. And some believe that our mood is lower in the wintertime and that this is a big factor along with stress that causes a child's immune system not to function well because their cortisol levels are high from the stress and therefore they're immunosuppressed. So let me sum up what I believe after practicing pediatrics for 34 years. A child with normal lungs doesn't get pneumonia very easily. I appreciate that. But during cold weather, a child's lungs are often not normal. As I frequently point out to my patients during the wintertime, children seem to be either always getting sick, sick, or just getting over being sick. Recent surveys show that the average child gets an amazing 6 to 8 respiratory illnesses each fall, winter, spring cycle, each lasting about 14 days. Do the math. That means the average child who doesn't have allergies has congestion and cough for half of the cooler days of the year. And those children with respiratory allergy or those children that attend group care with exposure to lots of other children, they have much, much more of the cooler months with a congested respiratory tract than other children. So here's my explanation of why some children get pneumonia and most do not. I think the most common perfect storm events are when an allergic child has the combination of their usual seasonal allergy along with a coexisting respiratory viral illness with or without cold exposure. I also see kids who just have a minor respiratory illness who also have a severe cold stress who come down with pneumonia. The cold exposure just adds extra difficulties for these children. Remember, normal lungs don't get pneumonia very easily. But as you can see, most children's lungs are not normal for much of the winter. And if the child happens to have inhalant allergy to boot, it's amazing that they don't get pneumonia more often than they do. A strong cough, good respiratory cilia, a healthy immune system, a warm house, and plenty of food, I think, is what prevents the serious infection called pneumonia in most children, just like Grandma said. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Portable Practical Pediatrics, where your free pediatric education is just a mouse click away. Don't forget, you can send your comments to my blog at www.docsmo.com. I would love to hear your stories and perspectives on this subject. And I have a favor to ask. If you get Portable Practical Pediatrics through iTunes, take a moment and write a short review there. And if you really don't want to miss any of the conversation, make sure you subscribe at my website to get notice of each new podcast that I post. And one final request, make sure you check out my parenting book entitled Can Doesn't Mean Should, Essential Knowledge for 21st Century Parents. Check it out on Amazon and get a copy while you're at it and give it as a gift. It's a great book. I think you'll enjoy it. This is Doc Smo broadcasting in Studio 1E, hoping that I convince you that it's important to insist your kids always tote that heavy winter coat. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.